Isaiah 11.
Amen.
Starting at the first verse. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and the branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of the eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with iniquity, with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. May the Lord bless the reading of it. Again, Lord, as we come to you in prayer, asking, Lord, that you would just open the scriptures to us. Father, that you will bring forth with the word as you would have. And Lord, you take this empty vessel and use him, O God, to your glory. Most of all, Lord, we'd ask that each of us open our hearts to thee, that we hear with a spiritual ear that message that you have for us. We ask you, Lord, to lead us and guide us in the name of Jesus. Amen. To start off this message that was read, we have to go all the way back to the beginning of time, back to the in the beginning. We have to go to the opening of the Bible, the first words in the beginning. We have to start there and examine the times as they were at that particular time. Everything was being organized by God. You know, you can hear all kinds of tales, and you can hear all kinds of theories about this, that, and the other thing. Scientists can say, well, this happened, the Big Bang and all that and everything. Well, it was a pretty big bang, I'll guarantee you. But it was God himself that made the bang. He's the one who set all of this creation in motion. It just didn't happen. We sometimes, it is a mystery. And it's a wondrous thing to wonder how God could put all these things into place. And with the perfect timing, as this old earth travels around and the seasons change and dust and daylight and all this, and it's just constant. You know, when he formed this earth and he took that almighty hand and he reached down and he took that earth and he just took it and just gave it a little twist and started it into motion, and that's all it took. You talk about eternal power, it's there. He set this in motion. He made the animals, he made the seas, he made all of these things, all this creation, read it there, Genesis, as you know it as well as I. But he made all of these things and they were perfect. There was nothing that was made that was not right. He made them right. Then come along and he seen, well, he made man. And he said in that verse, I believe it reads, they said, let us make man. Let us. Plural. God was there, but somebody was with him. Somebody was with God because he said, let us. Well, that us was Jesus Christ. Amen. He was there with God in the beginning, making all this. in our own image. I hope God don't look like me. I won't be too perfect. Meaning with the heart. Let us make man our own image. He made man and he was perfect. He made man.
Didn't he make?
He made man. Yep. And everything was just right. In the garden, everything was provided. They lacked nothing. It was all there. Wasn't enough. He forbid them to take the fruit of this one tree that's in the midst of the garden. And sure enough, that's what they want. Give people everything they need and it won't be enough. They'll be after that thing that'll kill them. Yet. We find then that through the serpent, that old devil, they were tempted and they did eat. And they were condemned out of the garden. They were thrown out to till the lands, to work the fields, to go through all the things that we go through today. But it was because of disobedience in the first place. Wasn't satisfied with what God gave them. They had to go on their own just to make it even better, they thought. And that's when death came. Diseases, destruction, all of these things that we face every day, that's when it came to me. Okay. And since that time, they were cast out of the garden. It has been a constant battle for humanity to get back into the good graces of God. Yes. Every creature that you can think about, every person that you can even possibly imagine, would love to be in the good graces of God. Yeah. Would love to be back into the realm of that garden that was perfect. We can't even begin to imagine through our lives that we did pretty good. We have all the things we need. God provides us pretty good and all that. But still yet, there old Satan, he's still around us. And he's still out there to tempt us. He's still out there to give us problems, to put us in situations that we don't like to be in. He's always coming up against you. He's always battling against you because he is the enemy of Jesus Christ. He's a bitter, he's a loser. And so many peoples accept this loser. They take him. They take him, yes. And they'll go that route. And whoa, it's pretty. Shiny, nice, yes. He can present himself as an angel of light. Yes. And he can look so good at all these little things that he would tempt you to do. But it isn't very long. Just a very short time after you have accepted what he gave you, till it will turn against you and kill you. The disease is just like a cancer. Once it starts within your body, it just multiplies and keeps on eating and eating and eating until it completely destroys you. Satan will destroy you if you allow him. Well, there's so many people walking around today that have accepted this and are walking around so eaten up with all the vile things in the world that they can no longer even see a way out. But yet, within that person, there is a part in there that God put there. They have a desire to be back into the good graces of God. Yes, they do. Ever since the beginning, this has been a battle. And it's been a prayer. It's been on the mind. The prophets, they prophesied a relief coming. They said, yes, there will be one come to destroy all these evil things. Yes. Well, we as Christians have every one of us, I pray, accepted Jesus Christ as the Messiah, as the Savior of the world. Yes, we have accepted Him as, but Baptist, it's not complete. It's not complete until we finish this life, and at the end of this life, then we go to be with Jesus. Are you saved today? Are you saved today? No. You're on your road to salvation. We live it every day. We're on a road that leads to eternal life. The Bible there is predicted, as he said, this one to come, this one that we're looking forward to. I find it really, I don't know what you'd say, strange, what that God would think so much of me. You know, this old vile person that loves the things that Satan has. Ooh, I shouldn't have said that, should I? No, we all do. Because they are presented to us in a way, every day that we go out, we go, when we turn on our TVs, we do this and that, and it comes in so many different forms and so many different ways. Satan presents everything to us. We love it! If we didn't, there wouldn't be a TV in our house, and there wouldn't be all this junk that Satan has to offer. It wouldn't be there. But we love it. And boy, it's a job for a person trying to live for Jesus to separate all these things out and to see what is of God and what is of Satan. Because sometimes, boy, they're pretty close. Sometimes it's pretty hard to tell the difference. And we see people, and even ourselves sometimes, stepping across the line. We find sometimes that we are not where we should be because that old deceiver is just like that serpent in the garden. He has made things look different. He's made things look, oh boy, this is the way to go here. This is the way to go. But like I said, it isn't very far down the road till you realize, whoa, that was not the way to go. Then we have to find ourselves on our knees and praying out to God and say, get me back on that straight and narrow. I've left the road. That's hard to admit. It's the hardest thing in the world for a person to look on himself and say, I'm wrong. It's much easier to say, no, don't call me to do it. Tom, you shouldn't have, you should, you're the fault. Cindy, you shouldn't have told me that. It's easy to blame somebody else, but the fault comes within us. It is within the heart that these things come out. Right. You can't look on a situation. Eve, she said, the serpent done it. He beguiled took me, and I did eat of the apple. Yeah. The woman caused me to eat. That's what happens. And yes, it was her fault. She caused me to eat. No, not yet. But God told Adam not to eat. Period. He tells you and I, and as I told you what, we go, we don't, any one of us, cross that line that God warned us first and said, don't go there. But man, it looked right. And we kind of eating over the middle. further we go, the devil helps us along, and it'll look good. Point is this. Ever since beginning of time, when man was separated from God, he is constantly fighting, looking for a way back to God. Yeah. Well, we're coming to the season now, and we lit the candles, which represents that way back. That way back to God through Jesus Christ. We sing of the praises of God sending that little bitty baby back, that we might be able to be rejoined with him again. But like I said, it hasn't happened yet. But when we leave this life and go on to be with him, then we are in a perfect peace. Everything is perfect. Yes. That's what we all search. That's what he made possible. That's why. But still it's a mystery. Why God would think so much of you and I that he would go to that point. You see, when he announced to Mary that she would have a little baby, well, can't be, Lord. I've never known a man. But the Holy Spirit was the Father of Jesus Christ. He started in motion there a plan of salvation. He started in motion right then a way back. And as he progressed in time, took its course, and we celebrate that little bitty baby. And it makes us all feel really, really good. You know, there's nothing, I don't think there is anything in this world that'll soften the heart of a person quicker than seeing a little bitty baby. Down small, we do, yeah, small. What place? Down there, yes, we shouldn't have been there. Don't ever come to mall on Saturday, no.
Oh, no.
But it's out, it's out. Whew, wall to wall, bumper to bumper. But anyhow, I was walking through, I didn't have any intention of buying anything. Just looking around and seeing people. Come down our Target, and there was a, I didn't see the mother, but kind of out. Out with the baby carriage there, and I always got to stop. I always got to stop and look when I see one of these little baby carriages. And I stopped looking at that baby with a smile, grinning from ear to ear. I'm telling you, just really jolly. And I was so impressed with her. And her mother poked up. She says, she's 3 months old. 3 months old. I looked at that mom and I said, well, I said, you enjoy it. Because it won't be very long. She'll be grown up and gone. Just quicker than you can think. Well, as I've told you time and time again, in the mall, wherever you are, it doesn't make any difference. Don't be in a hurry. When you see someone along, stop. Just stop. And compliment. Just stop. Wow. Beautiful. That little bitty baby. You know, that mama don't know me. She don't know me for bad, and she's never seen me before in her life. But I'll guarantee you one thing. She'll know me when we get there. Because just took a second. You see, preaching from the pulpit, from the church, fine, we need it. Puts us in line. But folks, you remember the message of God out there. Every time you meet somebody, every time you shake a hand, every time you smile at somebody and say, how are you, or something like that. It's a message. It's a message, and you're telling them that you know the way back to God. Yes. We all were out there. We all were out there. But praise be unto God, we found the way. And now we can share that way. We can share that way through anything that we might do. Just if it's only just a, hi, how are you? Or just a big old smile. But especially when you see that little bit of baby there, don't be afraid. Take a second look. Ah, boy. Yeah, you think about it. God loved this world so much. That little bitty baby was his. And to love you enough to allow that little bitty baby to suffer the things that he did is beyond our imagination. We can't even begin to understand that love. But you know, as the scripture says, we're looking forward to that day when he will come. Some of us sooner, some of us later, but all of us that know him, when he says enough is enough is enough is enough, son, go get my church. And when he says, go get my church, I hope and pray that none of us, and I say us, have stepped across that line and accepted the things that old Satan has shown us, the most shiny thing, to a point that when God looks down on us, he just shakes his head in disgust. Yes. The way back to God is through Jesus Christ. No other way. No other way. Oh, yes, they're teaching today that there's many ways to God. The scripture doesn't say that. People say that. The only way back to God for taking a bite of that forbidden fruit, the only way back is through Jesus Christ. He made the way. And all we have to do is nothing. All we have to do is say, Lord, I want it. I want it. I know where I am. I know I'm wrong. Admitting being wrong is the first and the biggest step to salvation. You know, we stand here, all of us, and we claim Jesus Christ as our Savior, we claim to be Christians. And I praise God for it. But you know, you look on me as a pastor of your church and say, well, he's all right, you know, he's freaking valid over. Some of you do, some of you say, no. But you don't know what's in that heart. You do not know. You don't know me. The only thing you know is what you see. Is that what I said? We will be judged not by what we see or not what he hears, but with righteousness he shall judge. Wow. Yes. We can, you can fool me and I can fool you. But neither of us can fool God. He knows us from the inside out. Isn't it wonderful that we have a God that can see through the things that the world would condemn us of, the things that we judge each other, I don't think she ought to do that, or I don't think she ought to, I don't think you ought to do that, and all this and everything, but God looks clear through all these things and looks upon the heart. Judgment in righteousness. Not the one he sees, and not the one he hears, but in righteousness. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We praise you, Lord, for just making it possible that we can come to you and we can speak to you, Lord, and you can speak to us. We thank you, Father, for the way that you provide through Jesus Christ. And we know, Lord, that only through the blood of Jesus Christ can we be reconciled back unto you. You furnished the way. You gave us the opportunity. Lord, we thank you that we have accepted. But Lord, if we doubt, or if there's fear, or Lord, if there's anything that's in our hearts that's contrary to your will, we ask you, Father, to search us and to show us, and to give us the courage of God just to ask forgiveness. For Lord, we're not perfect, but you are. And we know, Father, that unless our sins are forgiven, that would be a spot in the blemish. We ask you, Father, to search our hearts and cleanse us. Make us what you would have us to be.